Hello and welcome to the Best Life Podcast, where we here at Altra are helping you live your best life. I'm Tony Beyer, and we're so happy you're joining us today because we've got an important show for you. On this episode, we'll be talking about a great way to donate to charities that are near and dear to your heart and to make sure those charities are getting every penny of your donation. It's important to support nonprofit organizations and all the good that they do, especially now that we're starting to turn the corner on the pandemic. We wanted to focus on a mobile app called NetGiver, which Altra Federal Credit Union has partnered with to make sure every dollar donated through the app goes to the charity of your choice. On the line, we have Eric Berg, who is the CEO of NetGiver. Thank you for being on the Best Life Podcast, Eric.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk with you and all of your members at Altra.
We also have joining us in the studio, yes, the podcast has moved out of my basement. It's great. A couple of guests from Altra. We have Cheryl Dutton, who is our VP of marketing. Thanks for being with us, Cheryl.
It's really great to be here, Tony. I'm so excited to talk about NetGiver and everything it has to offer.
And we also have our community relations manager, Sean Hauser. Thanks for taking the time to be on the podcast, Sean.
Thank you, Tony, for having me. I'm glad I can be a part of it.
We'll also have coming up in the show, Lindsay Hemker. She is the development manager at Spark, which is a nonprofit children's museum in Rochester, Minnesota. And I mentioned NetGiver at the top of the show. And Eric, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit more about the app and how it can help nonprofit organizations.
Sure. Altra has been partnering with us for coming up on almost a year now. And NetGiver is a credit union exclusive mobile giving app that allows credit union members to be able to make charitable donations from their Altra account to any charity of their choice using the app. And the best part about it is there's no fees. There's no fees associated to the donor. There's no fees associated to the nonprofit. So this is a service provided by Altra to its members for the purposes of being able to make charitable donations without incurring all those nasty fees associated with giving that we sort of get today.
And talking about fees, that was something I really didn't think about when it comes to donating to a charity or a nonprofit organization, and about how much of a donation gets eaten up by other businesses or platforms to process these fees when someone is donating online.
Yeah, it's a good question. It varies a little bit. We use the number about 7%. You know, it used to be when we wrote a check for a donation, we gave the charity $100, they got $100, right? You just cash a check. Well, we went to online, and when we went to online, what we started to do is we used credit cards, which is great. They're super convenient to be able to use. And of course, you can get credit cards from Altra, and it's all great to be able to do that. But the platforms that have to be in place for these nonprofits to receive these donations end up eating up a lot of the cost, as well as other things that go into it, claiming fees and those kinds of things. So donations lose about 7%. So now when you make a $100 donation, the charity receives about $93 as opposed to the full 100. Well, as a credit union industry, we can solve that problem by providing this tool, NetGiver, to our members to be able to use and make their charitable donations to the organizations they care about in the community.
Excellent. It sounds pretty easy, pretty simple. It makes a lot of sense. And again, we're talking to Eric Berg. He is the CEO of NetGiver. And we're going to transition to Cheryl Dutton again. She's our VP of marketing. And Cheryl, I wanted to ask, what drew Altra to get involved with an app like NetGiver? And how does it fit in with Altra's mission?
Well, I think we're always looking for innovative ways to help our members, and community involvement is so important to Altra. Making our communities a better place to live, helping those people that really need help is what attracted us to NetGiver. 7% can go a long way for some of these charitable organizations. And we just wanted to provide an avenue for our members to be able to give fee-free.
Yeah, you know, not only in our area here, but in La Crosse, you know, the Cooley region, but all of the different communities that we're proud to serve. And Sean, as the community relations manager, I'll ask you, how does an app like this help?
Well, it really brings everyone together. You can give wherever, you know, from your hand. Phone's in your hand and the app is on the phone. So it's easy for them to give no matter where our members are, no matter where their charity is located, their nonprofit is located. It makes it easy for them to give.
Great. Making it easy to give to nonprofits, that is key. And one of the many nonprofit organizations you can find on NetGiver is Spark, which is a children's museum that's very cool. It's fun. It's educational. I love the place. It's located in the Apache Mall right there in Rochester, Minnesota. we're happy to welcome via video chat Spark Development Manager Lindsay Hemker. Thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast, Lindsay.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're really appreciative of everything you guys do for us.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and it's a lot of appreciation going on right now, which is great. Lindsay, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about Spark and how important it is to the Rochester community.
Yeah, so we actually started in 2012 as a satellite museum of Minnesota Children's Museum of St. Paul. And we had really great feedback from the community, and they wanted us to develop our own children's museum down here in southeastern Minnesota, specifically in Rochester. So what we did was we asked the community kind of what they wanted to see, how big we could really go, and we decided to develop our own children's museum down here in Rochester and branch off from the Minnesota Children's Museum of St. Paul. And in 2019, we started a capital campaign and raised $2.3 million to create this beautiful space in Apache Mall, about 10,000 square feet, and 5 exhibits and some traveling exhibits coming through. And in July of 2020, during the pandemic, we were able to still open up and welcome the community into this beautiful space. And we've had a fantastic outpouring of support, both in donations, but with visitors and community members attending and families coming. And it's just been incredible. And so far, you know, I think we've welcomed about 30,000 people since we opened in last July, and we were closed for some of that time as well due to the pandemic. So it's been a success, and it's been amazing to see all of the kiddos come in and enjoy it, and now seeing all their beautiful smiles. So it's awesome.
Fantastic. So as a nonprofit, how important are donations and community support?
So I don't think a lot of people know, first of all, that Spark is a nonprofit entity. And so they come in here and they're kind of confused as to why they kind of have to pay admission and things like that. But in all reality, more than 60% of our revenue comes from contributions. And that's from individuals, that's from corporations, foundations, government grants. And then 40% of that comes from our daily admission sales or our memberships. So all of that money accumulated goes to something like the Helix, which is a beautiful exhibit in our space that costed almost $400,000. So I think they don't know that we're a nonprofit, but once they realize that the community is really focused and really motivated to donate to the space, because they know how many families are impacted through those donations. And the donations don't solely go to the exhibits. They go to things like family nights for underserved communities. They go to things like discovery play nights for children with disabilities. Free memberships to those families that are not able to afford it. So the contributions and the individual and business giving really support Spark and our nonprofit as a whole entity. There was a study done with the Rochester Public School District a couple of years ago that said that less than 30% of children in the Rochester area are kindergarten ready. That's a staggering statistic. And we want to be that, you know, little piece in the community that can really help encourage families to come in here, help bridge that gap through hands-on exhibits and programming and community partnerships. So we know we are a great resource in the community for all families, regardless of financial barriers or anything like that.
That's great what you guys are doing for families there in Rochester. And I know online fees for donations, they may not sound like much, you know, $2.47 here, $3.89 there, you know, $5, whatever. But that money that's going to processing fees, what could that buy or what could that do at the Children's Museum?
The simplest things like a box of crayons, a box of markers. We have a space in Spark called the Imagination Station. $2 can support all of, you know, the pipes to make flowers for one of the crafts, or crayons to color, or paper plates to make a cool clock. So those 50 cents, you know, those $2.47 that are the credit card fees, they seem like small dollars to them, but it's a huge impact to the families that come here. So every dollar helps.
All of that really adds up to make it possible to do all the good things that Spark and many, many, many other nonprofits are doing to help improve lives. And Sean, you made a great point right before we started recording this, how in the past year in regards to how the pandemic has really affected charities and nonprofit organizations.
you know, we're just getting on the other side of COVID. And really during that time, the only way members could give a lot of the time was virtually or, you know, through an app or online, because there wasn't that person-to-person event that they could attend that they would normally give at. So this really brings people together. It makes it easy for them to give.
That's for sure. So shifting back to you, Eric, if there's a nonprofit that is not on NetGiver, how can they go about trying to get on that platform, or what do they need to do?
There are a couple of great ways. The best way to get onto NetGiver is to go to netgiverapp.com. And as a nonprofit organization, you'll be directed to the nonprofit area of the website. You'll be able to see all about what NetGiver is and how it works. And then you can sign up for a webinar from there, or go directly to sign up for NetGiver, and that'll take you directly to our back end of the website, where they'll be able to go ahead and enroll as a nonprofit. We've got all 1.5 million registered 501c3 organizations in our database already. So really, a nonprofit, the enrollment process is very simple, because all they have to do is go in and let us know where they want us to send all of these wonderful donations to, which bank account number they want us to send it to, and we take care of all of that once the donation is made.
Excellent. That is fantastic that they're able to do that. Now, how are Ultra members able to find NetGiver? How are they able to do that? How are they able to donate to their charities through the NetGiver app?
Yeah, super simple. On your phone, you go to either the Google Play or Apple App Store, depending on which device you have, and search for NetGiver, one word, NetGiver. You'll find it. It'll pop right up. You'll see that it's the credit union-focused app. Go ahead and download that app. Once you get that app downloaded, you'll go in and quickly set up a NetGiver account, and then we'll ask to connect to your Ultra account. And when you connect your Ultra account, boom, you're ready to go, and you can start giving right then. It takes about 5 minutes.
Awesome. And I see Cheryl, she's waving her hand. She's got a question for you, Eric.
Yeah, Eric, I have a question. So if you're not an Ultra member, can you still give through NetGiver?
Oh, what a great question, Cheryl. And you know what? Thanks to Ultra, you absolutely can. So what's great about NetGiver right now is that thanks to Ultra and some of the programs that Ultra is doing, when you are going to make a donation now, especially if it's a program that Ultra is sponsoring or has provided you a QR code, you can go ahead and use that QR code. When you scan it into the app, you'll be associated to Ultra. You'll sort of be a pseudo Ultra member for a little while you give. And that'll be a great way to be able to make a donation as well. And of course, if you're a member of another participating credit union as well, or if you're not connected to a credit union yet and you want to be able to give using the NetGiver app, feel free to download it and you'll sign on as a guest user, and you'll get a chance to experience a little bit about what the credit union philosophy is all about, and get a chance to see what it would be like if you were an Ultra member.
Excellent. That sounds great. We're at our time right now, but wanted to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to be on the Best Life podcast.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric. Thank
you, all right. Thanks, yes. Everybody.
Bye. Thank you, Tony.
On this episode of the Best Life podcast, we were joined by Eric Berg, who is the CEO of NetGiver, the app that makes sure that all of the money that you donate goes to the charity of your choice. We're also joined by Cheryl Dutton, who is the VP of Marketing at Ultra, Sean Hauser, who is Ultra's Community Relations Manager, and Lindsay Hempker, who is the Development Manager at Spark Children's Museum in Rochester, Minnesota. You can find more information on NetGiver and the Spark Children's Museum in our show notes, or you can go to ultra.org. That's going to do it for this episode of the Best Life podcast, presented by Ultra Federal Credit Union. We appreciate you taking a moment to learn how you can live your best life and also help others as well. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to cover, shoot me an email at tjbuyer@ultra.org. And who knows, it may even make it onto a future episode. Don't forget to follow the Best Life podcast pretty much wherever you get your podcasts, or find it on our website at ultra.org. Thanks again. Be well. And we'll talk to you again soon.